Chapter 3. Thomas is Trapped. Thomas had gotten used to his new life in Georgia. He had started to enjoy his new home. He was settled in. Thomas was friends with his neighbors. He knew what restaurants he enjoyed. Thomas was comfortable in his new town. It was time for him to go and get a job. Thomas hadn't had a job in a while and had mostly worked in construction before. He started applying for jobs everywhere. Thomas frequented a mall in the area and knew one of the owners, Paul. Thomas called Paul and asked for a job. Paul trusted Thomas and gave him a job. Thomas became a security guard for the mall. A few weeks went by and he did the job well. There were some small incidents with theft, a couple of violent incidents, and a couple of suspicious characters reported as well. Thomas was able to deal with all of it. Paul was pleased with Thomas. One day, Thomas was asked to stay late. He agreed because he would get paid double for those hours. Paul was thankful. That night, he was told to stay until midnight when the mall closed at 10 p.m. Midnight arrived, and Thomas walked to the main exit. The doors were locked, and he couldn't get outside. Thomas was scared. He knew the mall, but being locked inside made him nervous. Thomas moved to another entrance and tried to exit. This exit was also locked. He pushed on the door repeatedly, but it couldn't open the door. He turned around and started walking to the last entrance. When Thomas was halfway there, he noticed a dark figure in the distance. He called to the figure, but it disappeared into a store. Thomas approached the store and peeked inside. He stopped himself from investigating and went to the last entrance. It was locked as well. Thomas turned back and walked to the cafeteria area. He knew he was going to be stuck there. After sitting a while, Thomas fell asleep. He woke up to the distant sound of music. Thomas was confused. He cautiously walked toward the source of the music. He took a small club from his belt into his hand, ready to strike with it. He started to move faster through the mall. The music got louder. The music was coming from a small shop. Thomas knew the owner and was concerned. Once he got close to the shop, the music stopped. Thomas called out to whoever was inside, but got no answer. He cautiously entered the shop. Inside, everything was dark, and Thomas had to squint. He started to hear voices and quiet laughter. He stopped moving and felt for the light switch. Thomas found it and flicked it on. A small group of people jumped up from behind a desk in the shop and yelled, "Surprise!" Paul held a cake and approached Thomas. Paul congratulates him for an early birthday and gave him an envelope with writing on it. It said, "Your pay and then some. Happy birthday." Thomas took a deep breath. Paul turned the music back up. Thomas and his friends celebrated his early birthday.